I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s. Yeah. Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
Wake it up!
Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
P1's Rule.
93.3.
The Planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh my goodness, the world is crazy. So I'm just the messenger. I'm not the message itself, okay? So don't think this is something that I'm doing.
You're the Hermes tomorrow.
So couples now, they have to have a soft launch. They soft launch their relationships on Instagram.
Like a soft opening?
Yeah. Oh, you know, like at stores, a soft launch where, you know, like a new restaurant or a store will quietly open. And then they have like the big opening later on. It's just, you know, they're going to beta test this.
They're testing to see what people's reactions would be to them possibly seeing this. What a bunch of pussies. Good Lord.
Thank you for saying that.
Follow your heart and not worry about what everybody else thinks.
Yeah.
Is that what they're doing, though? Really just testing to see what other people, like how many likes your pictures together get versus a regular picture of you without them?
I need to see if we have any mutuals before I announce it.
Are they all about the analytics?
All I know is there's a woman. Her name is Jess Fisher. She coined the Instagram soft launch term to describe what she's been seeing. Basically, instead of posting something on social media announcing you're in a new relationship, you just post a picture that hints what you're doing. So,
you say her name was Jess Fisher?
Jess.
Oh, I was going to rent something.
Jess says that for the girls, she will post a picture of the guy at a restaurant. His face will not be in the pic. She will tag the restaurant, but not him. And for the guys, it will only be a picture of himself, and he will tag her as the photographer. That just seems like you're kind of shady, like you've got some kind of other...
A lot of people are shady nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, I can't post you in the picture because somebody else may see it or think something or read into it. I mean, it's not all or nothing with everything. You can be friends. Does everybody have to know if you're having sex or not? Or like a serious relationship in every single picture?
I don't know why people have this thing about where they have to tell people everybody they're hooking up with. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to say stuff.
Are you tired of me asking you?
Well, not even that. It's just, I mean, people can ask, but you don't have to answer.
Yeah.
You don't, I mean.
You hooking up right now?
No.
Yeah.
But do you have to declare, I mean, honestly, do you have to declare that you're in a quote relationship on all social media? Because in my opinion, it's really nobody's business what you do personally unless you want to tell them.
Well, it's your friend's know.
Yeah, exactly.
Your Facebook friends might not know, but your friends know.
But everybody's nosy and you feel this need to appease them for some reason.
Yeah. In reality, they're just watching their own stuff. They're not even looking at yours. They want to see if they got another like or a comment.
Yeah.
Or if that bitch Barbara still follows me under a burner.
Barbara.
Babs, leave me alone.
Can't trust her, man.
She wears pantyhose, no panties.
Well, that's kind of, I mean, it depends on what kind.
Don't make sense.
If they're fishnets. That could be interesting. All right, so this generation, we're just slower to define a relationship, to get involved with people. I don't know why. But that seems to be the reason why we're soft launching everything.
Yeah. I don't know if we're... Maybe I just threw that out there to see what everybody would say if I was getting engaged. I was going to see if everybody's like, oh, yeah, okay.
Why, was just a soft engagement?
It's just a soft engagement.
Okay.
But it's going to be a hard honeymoon.
Ah!
Yeah.
We're going to the Andes.
Making memories.
Yeah.
I like that. All right, so how much walking do you do?
I can tell you.
You've got to...
You keep track of your steps?
I don't ask to. They keep track of it for me. I don't ask them to. Like, I'll tell you, let's compare notes and just see. Yesterday?
Government's got a satellite to track your steps.
I know. They can see me walking. Yesterday, I walked 0.73 mile.
Man, you didn't know.
I did walking, like a walk.
Oh, okay. Like go around the neighborhood?
Went walking. Yeah, your neighborhood, not mine.
Yours? You don't know where I live.
Yeah, well, now I do.
I live behind the station.
And then...
You live in the creek?
If I convert it to steps, I walked 4,463 steps. But on Wednesday, only 2,064 is a lighter day for my walking.
Are you supposed to get 10,000? Is that the minimum?
And whose life?
For like a healthy... Yeah, I don't
know. It depends on what you're doing.
A food runner at a restaurant.
This thing says I walked 1.4 miles yesterday. I don't believe that to be true.
It's broke.
Good Lord.
I don't think I walked that much yesterday. I didn't do a whole lot.
Well, that's overall during the day. You could.
So this today I've walked 0.96 miles. There's no way in hell I've walked almost a mile today. I mean, I know I walk around the house a lot, but not that much.
Maybe our steps give more thrust than a normal person, so they think it's like four people walking at once.
Maybe.
All that weight, they must be carrying people.
Yeah, give me double steps.
It's paying off. All right,
give me slides. I don't always step.
Isn't it incredible, though, that the phone, the whatever's in this phone can tell when you go? Is it the balance? Or
that'd be the movement.
Or is the GPS just assuming that if you went that far, that was a couple steps? It's a guess. It's not accurate.
Yeah, because then they would easily be able to ping your phone and find you, but that's not so easily.
They can tell me how far I walked, but I can't hum a song into it and see if it works.
Well, the reason why I said that is you'll walk more than 40,000 miles by the age of 50. So there was a study conducted in the average
person. But I won't.
No.
The average person takes about 51,330 steps a week, which is a little over 24 miles per week. So by the time you hit the age of 50, you're going to walk more than 40,000 miles in your adult life.
You know, I don't even think Moses and the Israelites did that much. And they were walking across the sea.
Yeah, they took a lot of breaks.
They did.
I mean, it depends on what you do, too.
40 years.
I mean, if you're sedentary in the afternoon, you sit. I mean, you don't take breaks and go out and walk the dog like some people do. Then you're not going to get those miles in the afternoon.
Well, when you say take the dog out, walk the dog, that to most people means you standing there on the porch observing dog. But when you say walk the dog,
talking
about that?
No, that's wagging the dog. I'm talking about
punching the munchkin,
letting him out the door.
Yeah, you let him out, got him on a leash. They're 6 feet away from me, properly distanced.
put a mask on the dog.
Yeah, wipe the feet down when they come back in.
I was just close last night to buying a little burrito Halloween costume for Bear.
Please, mm-hmm. That's fresh.
Well, you buy it if you want
to
please.
I don't know where to get that.
$19, Target. I want that for my birthday.
Is that what you want?
Hell no, that's for the dog's birthday. Oh. He's got a birthday in December. I'll let him know you're getting
my present in December.
There's an accelerometer in the iPhone, or in all the phones now. That's what it is, an accelerometer that is used to measure acceleration forces, like to sense movement or vibrations.
Can it tell me how fast I'm walking?
It probably could.
Yeah.
Is that connected to the computer Shinbone. That goes to the back door of Chantilly?
Oh, no, Shinbone.
You're thinking of Quantum...
What?
Huh?
Quantico.
Get this man a cup of coffee.
Quantico.
Well, Corey Taylor, he's been in the news since his solo album, Corey Mother F and Taylor, came out.
I didn't care for it.
You didn't?
Uh-uh.
Well, he's been interviewed a lot, and somebody was asking him about his tattoos. He's covered in tattoos, except for his face.
Never. I get it, you know. A face tattoo is no different than a nipple piercing from 20 years ago, 30 years ago anyway. You end up looking like a notebook from high school.
So he was asked by GQ magazine if he would ever consider getting a face tattoo. And, you know, like he said, never.
No.
No.
Are his nipples pierced?
I don't know about his piercings.
Oh. He's probably got an upside down cross hanging from his navel.
He says it's no different than the nipple piercing. He didn't say specifically.
He's saying that back then people would say, "Oh my God, you're piercing your nipples? Yeah. You'll never be able to breastfeed. You might get breast cancer. It's you might get lead poisoning."
The same taboo now as nipple piercing was 20-30 years ago.
Yeah. So it's like this stepdaughter stuff.
Remember the pierced nipple in Airheads?
Oh yeah.
Chris Farley's the cop.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I was thinking of the candies.
He's been tattooed on his chest. That's why he said it was painful. But I don't know about his nipples. Corey will turn 47 in December. So
doesn't drink either.
Can you be born without nipples?
I don't know.
I'm working on a phone scam series.
I don't think you can is a memoir. No.
I got nipples. Could you milk me?
Yours are the smoothest I've ever seen.
Oh,
it's incredible.
It gets cold. It looks
like I would like a pizza full of what you have on your chest.
Looks like it. Wait till it gets cold.
It's like thinly sliced Italian sausage.
Nom,
it's like a rallying book for blind people when it gets a little nipply out there.
I want to like put coins in there. You're taking up the Lottie Moon Easter offering.
It's like somebody wrote on them and erased them.
Yeah. Oh, they're very smooth.
Well, did you know that lesbian teen vampires are coming to Netflix soon?
What?
Yes. They're developing a show based on a short story called First Kill by author Victoria V.E. Schwab.
By the way, just real quick, after examining a few pictures of Corey Taylor's nipples, he has, in fact, had them pierced at some point.
Oh, yeah. How can you tell?
Because I see a ring in them in this picture here on Pinterest. You can see it right this
pierced. Oh, he's on Pinterest.
He's not to be trusted.
Well, he didn't say it was bad. He just said it's like the same thing, and it is.
I didn't specifically know if he had that done.
Pinterest.
Man.
Saying that if he was 20 years younger, he'd have face tattoos, I think's what he's saying.
He might have other parts pierced. We don't know.
Like his BH.
Jacob's ladder.
Yeah, all right.
Step ladder.
Anyway, his La Berea.
Oh, boy. So back to the teen vampire show coming to Netflix. It's about a teenage vampire named Juliet, who has to make her first kill so she can take her place amongst the powerful vampire family. And she chooses a new girl in town named Calliope.
Oh, you don't hear that name very often anymore.
Calliope.
No, not Calliope.
Yeah.
Calliope. What was it?
Calliope.
Oh, yeah.
Is actually a vampire hunter. Oh, no.
Well, so was the 16th president of this great country of ours, Abraham Lincoln.
Russell Men Naked.
Yep.
So Emma Roberts, she is producing the show, and I don't know if she's going to be in it or not.
Oh, man.
And I don't know when it will premiere, but it might be interesting.
She looks like someone who smoked cigarettes all day long.
Oh, really?
To me, she does.
I thought she was pretty good looking.
I like her.
You said Emma Thompson?
Roberts. Oh. It's an American Horror Story.
It's fun, man. It's fun here.
It's because it's Friday and payday, admit it.
It's okay.
Just remember, we got to come back. We got to come back next week. Don't forget.
Oh, go buy some scratchers.
You.
All right. Well, there's another reason to celebrate. There's some Sturgill Simpson music out.
Yes.
Cotton Grass Volume 1, the Butcher Shop Sessions.
It's great. I already listened to the whole thing this morning. I got up early, and then I realized it was payday, so I had to check on that. And I realized the new Sturgill's out, so I just started listening to that, and I just been up.
It's real good.
Yeah, I like Friday for new music day. I listen to stuff. I get up early every Friday to listen to stuff before work.
Listen to you sitting on the toilet.
Okay.
That's when I started listening to it. I was in the bathroom listening to it on my phone.
You want to celebrate some birthdays?
Celebrity birthdays. Do you have a favorite, though, on the new album, Jimmy, yet?
Not yet, man. I mean, there's some good stuff, though. I have to listen to it more to really tell you what a favorite is.
I like the spin on Turtles.
I like that one. I like the long white lines good.
Yes.
There's a bunch of good ones.
What about the song?
That too.
Paige, celebrity birthday.
Yes.
I can't wait till people go to his concert and expect him to play this stuff, and he don't do it.
He'll play it all.
Baseball player Bryce Harper.
$300 million man.
BH.
He's way better than Ted DiBiase. $300 million man.
He's kind of cute.
He's 50 times what Lee Majors was.
Yeah.
He's only $6 million.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Bryce Harper. Oh, man. 28?
29.
27.
Bryce is 28 today. Kenny Omega.
Ken.
The cleaner.
The trigger.
It's Shichi. With his finger.
Yeah, with his knee in the back of the head.
Who do they put over in the Hangman Kenny Omega feud that we see down the road?
I think Hangman needs to go.
They need to put Hangman over.
But I think
sure.
Omega will be over as a huge heel before that happens.
Hangman needs to come out starting to wear a black hood over his head.
Hangman's going to be a big time baby face.
Yeah, but sometimes Jake Snake Roberts was, and he brought out Damian.
Yeah.
It's not a sign you're a heel.
There's only one baby face.
But you got a handsome dude like him, you ain't going to cover your face.
Fatboy, keep Kenneth Edmonds out of this.
He's too good looking to cover his face. I mean, really, he is.
Where's your baby face?
You don't put him under a hood. He's too handsome.
Kenny Omega, I will say, is 32.
36.
37?
Kenny Omega is 37. And
wow.
I knew he was a hair older than me.
Wow.
Cordell Stewart.
Slice.
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 Kenny Omega stay in Japan, don't he?
Yeah, most of the time.
All right, here's a question I have that I always heard when I was younger, and it could have been the thing that people just said, and there was no way to really look it up. Like, I remember Dave Matthews, when he got really popular, people, girls were fawning all over him, and guys started, he's gay. He's gay. I heard that about Cordell Stewart, and I don't know if I was just hanging around with anti-Pittsburgh Steelers fans.
Yeah.
But was that ever based? I mean, it's fine if he is, certainly.
I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea.
There's no way to really look that up.
I know that he was married to a woman for a couple years.
He has a son.
Hmm. Well, so does Sir Elton John.
A little slice. Yeah, he does. That's a good point.
A little slice.
Yeah, he so was. Doogie Howser got a couple kids.
And a pretty wife. Yeah.
He was married to Portia Williams.
Portia DeRossi?
Yeah, they met in 2009. They got married in 2011. And then he filed for divorce in 2013.
Come on, Slice.
He now stays with Reggie Wayne.
He never really got back into TV. He's the guy that kind of just disappeared. Talk about Slice.
Yeah, he did.
I will say that.
But he has, I mean, his son's with a different girlfriend, too. So apparently he's been with a lot of women.
Mm. Hell yeah.
So it was just jealous guys. I bet it was LeVon Kirkland that started those rumors.
I bet it wasn't.
Yeah.
I bet it wasn't Brinson Buckner either.
Yeah. Or Gaines Adams.
Rest in peace.
I can do this. Hold on. I'm going to remember.
I'm going to let you
remember.
We did
Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Something playing in the background that will help me.
And you were just trying to figure out if this man.
Cordell Stewart.
There you go.
49.
50.
Did I go like 51?
Cordell is 48 today.
God.
All right. And.
Must have been young in college.
He was like 28 when he retired.
He must have been young in college, yeah. You wouldn't know.
Over Sean Salon.
You're old in college.
94 buffs.
All right, the man that has magic pants, Flea, celebrating a birthday today.
Flea.
He's on Michael Balzery.
Yeah, that's the one, Michael Balzery.
Oh,
the Big Lebowski.
Douglas J. Needles himself.
And The Chase, starring Charlie Sheen and Christy Swanson.
And the guy that got T-boned in Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Or one. And then fired in two. Mm-hmm. I will say that Flea is 55.
58.
57.
Flea is 58 today.
Holy crap.
I'm telling you. Well, you got to think, they've been a band since the very early 80s.
Yeah, it's not him that I'm feeling bad for.
They've been a band almost 40 years. They got to be older.
They got kicked out of high school together, him and Anthony.
Yeah.
They've been a band as long as I've almost been alive. That's
they've been
incredible.
A band almost 40 years, yeah.
I'm 38.
When did they start? Was it 81 or something?
Oh, it's 2020. I'm 39.
Khalil died. They had old Fruschiani come and go.
They've been a band since 1983. Yeah.
All right. Tim Robbins. Great actor.
Former guest of the show, oddly enough.
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
He came on to not promote a movie, but just tell you to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah, he's a very
That's
nice
how long
guy.
Ago that was.
Mystic River, he didn't do it. They killed him for no reason.
I know. The stupid Sean Penn he killed an innocent man. All he did was he killed an attacker.
Yeah.
Is he still married to, what's her name?
I think so.
What's her name?
I don't think they ever got married, did they?
Susan Sarandon?
She got some big ones.
Is it Sarandon?
Yeah.
Okay. I will say that Susan Sarandon.
Oh no, they broke up, and they broke up 11 years ago.
Oh no, he's dating Cordell Stewart now.
After they were together for like 21 years.
Yeah. I'm going to say whatever 9 says minus 2.
I'll say Tim Robbins is 69.
I'll go 67.
66 plus 1.
Tim Robbins is 62 today, and help me with this. Leo Mazzone.
Andy Dufresne.
Ah, close enough, Mazzone.
Yeah, Leo Mazzone.
Leo Mazzone.
Famous for rocking in the dugout of every Braves game.
I can't believe he went to Baltimore.
Yeah.
He was the gray rocker, not the red rocker.
Yeah, this is the orange rocker.
Yeah. I will say Leo Mazzone, he's got to be 77.
75.
78.
Leo is 72. Oh, and a legend. I think Matt Mann likes her, too. Suzanne Summers.
Oh, I love her. She's a former guest of the show, too.
Lots of Three's Company on today's show.
We interviewed her for 28 minutes. We went to break.
That was Priscilla Barnes.
It was? Was it Suzanne Summers?
The one that we left talking was Priscilla Barnes.
I think it was.
Did we really interview Suzanne Summers?
Yeah, we did, but not for 28 minutes.
Because I remember I called her Christmas Snow because that was her full name on Three's Company. Yep. And she didn't even laugh at it.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder. You called the wrong one.
You know, in honor of her bad sense of humor, I will not guess her birth.
Well, what's weird is that if you call a wrestler by his real name, he'll get offended. But if you call an actor by their character name, they get offended.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to keep it straight, man.
Yeah.
Hard to keep you straight.
Boy.
Yeah. I'll really guess. I'll say she's 72.
75.
I'll say 925.
Oh, boy. Suzanne Summers is 74 today.
Man. Yes. The answer is yes. Yes.
All right, then.
You butter.
Well, Rise Guys headline style by Rockerbell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and this is your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We're going to take a break. When we come back, even more of what you heard. More Rise Guys right after this. Friday, everybody.
The Rise Guys all morning.
I think those guys are absolutely crazy.
93-minute rock blocks all day.
Good stuff all day.
93.3 The Planet. Rock.
This is Facebook Fussing. Script's ready. Here we go. Scene one. Playing the role of Shane will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of Christy will be Freaking Me. Playing the role of Misty will be Nine. And playing the role of Sharon will be Paige. And action. Y'all are not going to believe this. Misty already went and peed herself.
What? You're kidding. It can't be that scary.
Hell, we don't know if it's scary or not. She wet herself in my dang truck before we even got there.
This ain't even real.
I swear it's the truth. We got in a traffic jam by 101, and she couldn't hold it till we got up the road. We sitting at the QT on 14 right now.
Well, I still can't believe it.
Yeah, well, I ain't going to be steam cleaning my truck seat because of some made-up fake pee.
LOL, y'all are too much.
LOL, maybe we can still go if she ever comes out of the bathroom.
Don't think I don't see what y'all are doing on here, talking all this blank about me, and it ain't even true.
Girl, it's all right. You'd laugh if it happened to me. Heck, it happens to everybody, I guess.
Oh, but it didn't happen to me.
Girl, if you didn't pee yourself, you must have been pregnant and your water must have broke.
No, dang, it's my time of the month.
Girl, don't even try to say that's what happened. Now hurry up. We can still go to some haunted houses.
No, y'all just go on without me.
Girl, just bring your ass on. Ain't nobody gonna make fun of you anymore once we get back on the road.
No, y'all go ahead and I'll just get a ride back home.
Oh, this is stupid. Just bring your wet ass back to the truck.
I said no. Y'all go on and I'll get a ride home. If y'all don't go now, it'll be my fault y'all didn't go, so just leave me here.
Look, damn, I got a ShamWow in the toolbox you can sit on.
I already told you, take your ShamWow and go on up the road.
We ain't waiting much longer, girl. Quit being so stubborn. Let's go have some fun.
For the 100th time, I said go on, leave me here.
We ain't leaving you at the QT.
15 minutes later, did Misty come out yet?
Hell no. Christy finally went in to try to talk to her.
Oh, Lord. Well, good luck. Let me know.
Well, we're back on the road, but she was getting an Uber back home. She's real embarrassed. I don't get it.
Well, dang. I could have come, got her, but I got cloth seats, and I don't want nobody's pee pants getting them wet with pee.
End scene. It'd be a cleaning fee.
Yeah, it would. Well, sure in an Uber, it would.
Yeah.
Somebody really had to go.
Really had to.
But they wet themselves.
But just think about that for a minute. They're feet away from each other.
Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
She's in the bathroom.
At the gas station.
In her truck. She's got people waiting on her.
Yeah.
She's in there social media and while she Well, they're, to the bathroom.
They're out in the truck talking mess about her after she messed
while
herself.
While she takes a mess, yes.
Yeah. Uh-oh. And then they argue from the bathroom of the QT to the parking lot of the QT on Facebook.
The business was already done. She just needed to go, you know, clean up and stand in front of the hand dryer.
But if they hadn't made fun of her on Facebook, she'd have got back in the truck and went with them.
Yeah.
They're like, come go with her. She's like, nuh-uh.
I can't. Scene two. We're on Facebook.com/RiseGuys. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. What you going to be for Halloween? Comment below.
Hang loose.
No, don't hang loose. Scene two. Playing the role of Melissa Bella will be nine. Playing the role of Mickey Lee will be Fatboy. Playing the role of the narrator will be Paige. And playing the role of Lavonia.
Dakota's sister.
Will be freaking me. And action.
Well, broke down in the road.
W-Y-A.
What?
Where you A-T at?
2 hours later.
I got a ride, thank.
Mickey Lee posts a jiffy of a Pomeranian wearing sunglasses, driving a red convertible that says beep beep.
I'm laughing my MFing ass off. Melissa Bella, one day you'll get it. Not sorry.
Lavonia, I sure wish you'd grow the hell up for real. If you ain't got nothing more than heckling me to worry about than me, then you need to check out your own life.
Melissa Bella, my life's great. Thanks for asking. Look at yours. What I've been saying, huh? 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 Thieves. If you get right, something would go right, but you get what you reap. Now think on that, honeybee.
5 minutes later.
Wait for it.
7 minutes later.
Wait for it.
10 minutes later.
See? No one cares. No one else cares. And the ones who do, they just like you. I know y'all the same. Should I say it? Yes, I should. Y'all meth hoes. Let me slide by, laughing my ass off.
Look, whatever flows your boat, I'm not playing these high school games with you.
Hey, Lavonia, are you clean? Because last time I seen you, you were still methed up and a thief as well. You remember you stole Waddell's gun and tried to blame it on May? Thinking face emoji, sideways laughing emoji, clown face emoji. I'd hope you clean before you call anyone else a meth head.
Look, Waddell, he's much better off with his family. They're good people. I've known them my whole life. You are the one that need to go away screwing for meth and buying stolen stuff, or let my boyfriend screw you for meth, or do my boyfriend for me because you're my BFF and I can't do him because I have another UTI and blanky discharge. Blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah, blah. Everybody knows it's true.
You're a known liar and theft and full of horse emoji and poop emoji.
Why don't you just stop? Just stop right now with your bull bling. Be a real person, because I'd tell you what everybody else thinking. You making your mama look stupid in her profession.
Post a giphy of a turd cheerleader spelling out, give me an F.
S.
Give me an H.
H.
Give me an I.
I.
Hey, it's me, the narrator. You know what the turd cheerleader spelled out. Back to the fussing.
You know what? I've seen it. Don't think you the only one with close ties to district number. I know them guys since before high school.
I mean, hey, look, I wouldn't be, throwing that out online. Just
look, sorry to interrupt you, but look, I just want my blank back. I will not stop until she's behind bars, and I'm working on it, sweetie.
You can't prove nothing you say. Anybody going to the gas station, I need me a pack of Marlboros.
I got apartment surveillance camera footage.
I'm calling you bluff. Them apartments ain't got no video cams.
Oh, no? Well, one of them residences is dead. AlexaCam got your tweaking, scattered, zooming, pooky, geared up fat ass on tape.
Would any of y'all happen to listen to the Rise Guys?
Oh, my God. I love Facebook fussing.
Oh, Mickey Lee, you better not.
I done screenshot it.
This is so exciting. We're going to be famous. I hope they let Paige play me.
End scene.
It do my boyfriend because I can't do it.
What happens is if you request somebody play you, they ain't going to play you.
Not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Somebody else going to play your part.
It will give you the ironic
twist
to it.
Yeah.
That was freaking me. I should have been the narrator for Lavonia. That's so good. I had to look up some of those words. I didn't realize pookie was a term for meth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you knew that?
No.
Pack of Marl Bears.
In Piedmont, they just call it meth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that Marlboro's was spelled M-A-R-L and then B-A-R-R-O-W-S.
Yeah, Marlboro's.
Marlboro's. All right, here we go. Scene three. Playing the role of Daryl will be Fat Boy. Playing the role of LaMonica will be Nine. Playing the role of Aubrey will be Freaking Me. And playing the role of Huff will be Paige. And
action. Daryl posts the following on Facebook. Man, I'm hungry. Hey, ladies. Who's going to cook me some dinner when I get off of work? Scratching chins emoji. Crying laugher.
Yeah, man. Good luck with that, blank. LOL.
Well, I'll cook for you. But there's a catch.
Yeah, there always is. LOL.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid to ask. What's the catch?
Well, I'll cook for you. But you gotta blank me first. Two winking emojis.
Hello, two big eyeball emojis.
Dude, you damn dummy. You ain't sliding them DMs right now. Post a GIF of Ricky Henderson sliding down into base.
Well, that was blunt AF, LOL.
Well, I'm a straightforward person. I saw what I want.
Yeah, I noticed.
Yeah, I did too.
Well, I think I was a little too forward for old D. Two crying laughers.
Trust me. You weren't too forward with for him, two crying laughers.
Not to just be too forward, but maybe a little thirsty. I think we can agree. Actually, now think about a lot of thirst. We can agree.
Oh, that's cute. I'll give you that.
Thanks, middle finger emoji.
Oh, hell. Cat fight.
Nope. I don't do that. Not on Facebook anyway.
Yeah, well, I don't fight girls anymore, so.
Hang on. It was just a joke, everybody. I can cook.
You can't call that cooking.
Well, see, that's the problem with Facebook. People take it too serious. You see the reaction I just got for talking blank? I mean, I can't even right now. Two crying laughers.
Well, I mean, it's public, so if you want to look trashy, then that's on you, baby girl. You wear it well, though.
Wow, you probably don't feel too good right now. I understand, but if you remove the stick from your ass, then maybe you'll feel better. I'm not banging you, man. I mean, you'd know if I was because you'd never see him again. If you don't like it, I'd step off because I'm going to talk blank to who I want to, and you can just keep scrolling.
Her man. Wait a minute. I got a girlfriend right now? Chin's a scratching emoji?
No, he's not my man. He could be. And he'd be damn happy if he, I meant happy if he was. You look. But good luck with your approach. Maybe try another one, hey? I'm single AF, BT-dub.
How are you single?
Everybody can see why, because she's such a bitch on Facebook. That's why. Note to you, Aubrey, you can blank my ass blank. I was joking. Don't worry about what don't concern you.
Oh. Anything on your body is probably like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. It's just going to get lost anyway.
Bye, ho. Have fun being alone tonight.
Eat a blank. I'm single because I know my worth. And I won't settle for just anybody, nobody. No, I got a good job. No kids, and I'm definitely a catch.
I side with Aubrey on this one. Sorry, L.A. Monica, but I think she's got you messed up worse than a cricket in a hubcap. Besides, Aubrey, if you're looking, I'd love to take you out if that's okay.
No thanks. Have you seen your face?
Ha ha! Burned, fat ass. Crying laughing emojis, all of them.
Whatever, whore.
End scene. I just caught the thing there. Yeah. That was two professional athletes' names.
Yeah, it was.
L.A. Well, Monica.
That was cute.
You are.
Well, I know. Thanks.
Oh, I didn't mean
you're watching the live video, aren't you? What you just heard was real. You know, I can't spell surveillance either. I'm sitting there looking at that like, I can't tell if that's right or not. Surveillance? What you just heard was real. There's a real Facebook argument. Screenshot by many of you. And one of them was actually mentioned in it. That was really awesome, by the way. Sorry, Paige didn't play you. What you just heard was real. Real argument screenshot by you. Sent in anonymously, of course, to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
That was Facebook Fuzzy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet. RiseGuysRadio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Thanks to everybody who called, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, all of that stuff. Hopefully you had a good time. We did.
Yeah, we did. We had a damn good time.
Today was good. We're going to do a worst of tomorrow morning?
Hell yeah.
All right, 6 until 10 for that, and then Paige will rock you at work next. Thank you all for listening. Have a blessed weekend. Wash your hands. Be safe. It is good. Tickle it.
More rock and fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks. Bye, baby. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.